सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
We'll chant chapter 8, verses 23 till the end.
Yatra kale panavrittim, yatra kale panavrittim, avrittim chaiva yoginaha, avrittim chaiva yoginaha, prayatayantitam kalam, vakshyami bharata rishabha, vakshyami bharata rishabha, yatra kale panavrittim, avrittim chaiva yoginaha, prayatayantitam kalam, vakshyami bharata rishabha, agnir jyotiraha shuklaha, agnir jyotiraha shuklaha, shanmasa uttarayanam, shanmasa uttarayanam, तत्र प्रयाता गच्छन्ति ब्रह्म ब्रह्म विदो जनाः ब्रह्म ब्रह्म विदो जनाः अग्निर्ज्योतिरः शुक्लः षण्मासा उत्तरायणम् तत्र प्रयाता गच्छन्ति ब्रह्म ब्रह्म विदो जनाः धूमो रात्रिस्तदा कृष्णः धूमो रात्रिस्तदा कृष्णः षण्मासा दक्षिणायनम् तत्र चान्द्रमसं ज्योतिः योगी प्राप्य निवर्तते धूमो रात्रिस्तदा कृष्णः षण्मासा दक्षिणायनम् तत्र चान्द्रमसं ज्योतिः योगी प्राप्य निवर्तते शुक्ल कृष्णे गति हेते जगत शाश्वते मदे एकया यात्यनावृत्तिम् अन्यया वर्तते पुनः शुक्ल कृष्णे गति हेते जगत शाश्वते मदे एकया यात्यनावृत्तिम् अन्यया वर्तते पुनः नैते श्रुति पात जानन् नैते श्रुति पात जानन् योगी मुक्यति कश्चन तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु योगयुक्तो भवार्जुन नैते श्रुति पार्थ जानन् योगी मुक्यति कश्चन तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु योगयुक्तो भवार्जुन वेदेषु यज्ञेषु तपस्सु चैव दानेषु यत्पुण्यफलं प्रदिष्टम् दानेषु यत्पुण्यफलं प्रदिष्टम् अद्येति तत्सर्वमिदं विदित्वा अद्येति तत्सर्वमिदं विदित्वा योगी परं स्थानमुपैति चाद्यम् योगी परं स्थानमुपैति चाद्यम् वेदेषु यज्ञेषु तपस्सु चैव दानेषु यत्पुण्यफलं प्रदिष्टम् अद्येति तत्सर्वमिदं विदित्वा योगी परं स्थानमुपैति चाद्यम्
Day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. The day of Brahma running into 1000 Mahayugas. and night of Brahma, another 1000 Mahayogas. 1000 Mahayogas is terrestrial yogas. Put together 2000 Mahayogas. The total count comes to 4.32 crore, which is day, and 4.32 crores, which is night. Put together 8.64 crores. Telling that all this is also finite. Even though it looks like a big number, this is also finite. And Brahmaji lived 100 years. So the entire universe manifests during the day, and the entire universe goes to unmanifestation during the night. So he talked about manifestation, unmanifestation, and then he talked about there is one more unmanifestation. And that unmanifestation is actually Brahman. That is not something that comes and goes. That is always there. It is permanent, shashvata. So the goal should be to get to that unmanifested being, which is your essential self. But we get involved in this manifestation and unmanifestation. Like I explained to you last week, who is Manjari? Vrindashi Manjari. Who is Manjari? Serious. Too much of leniency is not good. Literally, I have to make you stand up on the bench. Who is Manjari?
The manifested.
So what is that? Waker. Who is Sadhana? Waker. Who is Avantika? Waker. As a waker, I am getting involved in the waking perceptions, emotions and thoughts. I am giving importance as a waker to the waking perceptions, emotions and thoughts. I say they are very real. But in the night when I am asleep, the same Avantika, when she goes to sleep and she is in dream world, she is experiencing entirely different world. A married person in the dream, a waking world would be dreaming that she is or he is unmarried. Usually the case. Or an unmarried fellow in the waking state thinks that he is married in the dream. Totally different perceptions, different emotions, different thoughts. As a waker, you are promised, you are swearing on the waking experiences as real. But the same person goes to dream and you have nothing to do with the waking experiences that you went through. Now you are swearing by that dream experience as a dreamer. Just for separation, in the waking state you are called as Avantika. In the dream state you are given another name, let's say Bhumika. Avantika swears by Avantika's world, the waking world. When Avantika goes to sleep and becomes dreamer, Bhumika, Bhumika rejects the Avantika's world and swears by Bhumika's world. Right? Rejects the Avantika's world and swears by Bhumika's world. And when Bhumika also falls back and goes to this sleep state, you are neither Avantika nor Bhumika there. Everything is in unmanifestation. Again you come back to Avantika. Again you swear by Avantika world. You get involved. King Janaka, one night dreamt that he was a beggar. And it was so shocking to him, he woke up. And he had a nightmare. You know, he was like, when he woke up, it was shocking to him. It was so vivid, the dream. But it's King Janaka. And he dreamt that he is begging in his own kingdom. So he immediately called his minister, council of ministers, and said, I just now dreamt that I was a beggar. And at that time, that begging and people spurning, spitting on me, all that was real to me. Now I woke up. Now I am on my bed, lying down here as a king. Now, I don't know whether that was real or this is real. So, I want you to tell me, am I the king Janaka who dreamt that I was a beggar? Or am I the beggar now dreaming to be the king? Which is real? The king Janaka studied daily, reflected daily, so he had this question. We don't do all these things, so we have no problem. But if you start reflecting, you will get the same question. And let me tell you, your whole life will be as if somebody pulled the carpet from underneath. We don't have such questions. When that question will come to you, it's like somebody pulling the carpet entirely from your feet. Am I the king Janaka who dreamt that I was a beggar? Or am I that beggar now dreaming to be the king? Which is real? The minister said, we don't know. Let's go to Ashtavakra sage in the morning. He can only answer your question. They went to sage Ashtavakra. Sage Ashtavakra said, you are neither the king who dreamt that you were a beggar, nor that beggar who is now dreaming to be the king. You are neither King Janaka nor the beggar, but you are Atma, the self. Nor even the deep sleeper. You are neither the waker. King Janaka was the waker. Beggar was the dreamer. Deep sleeper, no name. Unmanifest. Atma, the self, which is Surya, beyond all these three states, you are that. So that unmanifested being, which is beyond the manifestation of the unmanifestation, is Brahman, and your goal is to get to that Brahman. Upata, that supreme being in whom all beings dwell, everything is dwelling in that supreme being. The entire universe is there in the self. Everything is evolved from the self. The ignorance of the self has created this universe. The ignorance is removed. You know, it's like saying the entire snake is dwelling in the rope. You don't understand rope as a rope. Due to the ignorance of the rope, you have projected a snake. And where is the snake? The whole snake is existing in rope. So there, O Partha, that supreme being in whom all beings dwell, by whom all this is pervaded and indeed pervaded is indeed attainable by unswerving devotion. He's talking about unswerving devotion. What is this unswerving devotion that he's talking about?
Mind not wavering to a total state.
The single pointed devotion to the self. Next chapter, 9th chapter is verse 22. Where he will talk about Ananya Chinta. No other thought. So if as you think, so you become. That is the chapter he's talking about. This entire chapter 8 chapter is talking about as you think, so you become. Right? So if you because you are constantly been thinking about the world, you are now in the world, part of the world. You think about the Atma, you become Atma. With the knowledge of the self, the ego gets totally dissolved. When the ego dissolves, what? The self automatically comes out. You are already the self, you do not know. Therefore you are an imaginary personality, the ego. The knowledge comes and knocks the ego. And what remains, the self manifests. Next verse.
Yatra kale tvanavrittim, yatra kale tvanavrittim, avrittim chaiva yoginaha, avrittim chaiva yoginaha, prayata yantitam kalam, prayata yantitam kalam, vakshyami bharta rishabha, vakshyami bharta rishabha, yatra kale tvanavrittim, avrittim chaiva yoginaha, prayata yantitam kalam, vakshyami bharta rishabha. So now he is talking about in which time a yogi departing doesn't come back, and which time yogi departing comes back. So this is coming back and not coming back.
Rebirth.
I told you, you do actions propelled by good desires. Then what happens? You go to Indra Loka. You mean? And what do you do in Indra Loka? Exhaust the punya and come back to square one. This is called coming back path. Another path that we talked about, in which yogis do not come, where they were doing karma yoga and upasana. Remember, I talked about what? Nishkama Saguna Ishwara Upasana. When a person does Nishkama, means no selfish desires. Nishkama, but Saguna Ishwara Upasana. He is not able to conceive Ishwara without Guna. So he performs Saguna Ishwara Upasana. So when such a person at the time of death, he goes to Brahmaloka. And in Brahmaloka, he learns from Lord Brahma about what? Brahman. And he exhausts all karmas and realizes himself from there directly. He doesn't come back. There is another part which he doesn't talk about, which is actually called direct liberation. Sadhyomukti, which is here and now you do karma yoga and Nishkama Nirguna Ishwara Upasana Jnana Marga, thereby exhaust the vasanas here and now and realize the self here and now. There is no question of going to Brahmaloka or anything. That's the ideal. But in this chapter he is saying those who come back and those who do not come back. Those who do not come back here refers to whom? Those who go to Brahmaloka. Don't confuse yourself. Krama Mukti means liberation in stages. So he says, I will tell you indeed, O Bharata Rishabha. Bharata Rishabha means bull among the Bharata race. Bull is known for strength. Right? Bharata Rishabha means you are the strongest. Strongest means you should go for the best. Weak fellows will settle for the lowest. You saw, you see this phone banega karodpati, all of you. You know about it, no? And the phone banega karodpati, there are some questions are asked. Right? And you answer. You come to a level, X amount of money is given. The next level, one more question is asked. Like that they go, right? You know this much money you will get if you quit. If you answer wrongly, probably you won only up to 10,000 rupees. You get 10,000 rupees. But if you answer correctly, you may get maybe, I don't know, few lakhs. Now, you can quit. If you quit, you get that few lakhs. If you don't quit, only 10,000. And wrongly answer. Rightly answer, you can go next step. Many people, the camera is focusing on the fellow's face. Right? He finally says, I will go for quitting. Very rarely you find a person who says, I will play. Strong person will go for the best. So he is using this word, Bharata Rishabha. Bharata, Bhasirata, one who revels in the light of consciousness. So you are the bull among the Bharata race. Don't succumb for the lowest thing, man. Punya and all that. Punya, people who are at the low level think of punya. People who are at the high level, they want to eliminate the very cause. I explained to you last week or one of the weeks, I explained to you. All of us want to get rid of shoga and court joy. From the time we are born till the time we die, this is what we are doing. Court joy. Eliminate shoka. In other words, we do not understand that shoka and sukha, dukkha and sukha are twin brothers. You cannot have only one. If you want to eliminate dukkha, you have to eliminate sukha also. But a lot of people don't understand it that way. They want to eliminate dukkha, therefore they go on doing punya activity and they get a ticket in heaven. Temporary period they stay there and they come back. This is low level. Little high level who have got the knowledge from the scriptures, they say, no, I will stand in between. Neither punya nor pap. What is to be done, I do that. Senayoru bhayoru madhye rasam sthapayame achyuta. Arjuna told, take my chariot and place it in between both the armies. One side of the army is Kauravas, the other side is Pandavas. The good and the bad. In us, the good propensities and the bad propensities, don't take either side. Do what is to be done. Don't let your actions be propelled by good actions also, because good actions also what? Bondage. Good actions bind you with gold chain. Bad actions bind you with iron chain. But chain is a chain. Isn't it? So they say, no. We are fortified by these scriptures. You do not want to go to heaven and come back. How long am I going to do this routine? Going up. I want to go for the direct liberation. So Krishna is telling, I will indeed tell you, Bharata Rishabha, the time in which yogi is departing, striving people, departing, means give up their prana, the body, never return. Here never return means he's talking about going to Brahmaloka and through Brahmaloka then. But actually the best way is to not even go to Brahmaloka. Because he already said in 16, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravarti Murjana. World up to Brahmaloka is not Shashvatam. Why do I want that? See, when I had the choice, go for the best. Why do I want to settle for the compromise for the lowest? I'm not exercising my choice properly. So now I have to do it, so I don't want to. But with that effort I get the infinite. But here it's only finite. But 99% goes there. See, today psychologists are saying one most important quality, or the only quality almost they say, needed to be successful, according to the research, is self-control. If you are able to practice self-control, you succeed. That's what they say. So they are experimenting with children. They bring in the children inside a room and keep chocolate. Kit Kat or something. And they tell the kid, don't eat this chocolate for next 10 minutes. Right? 10 minutes ke baad you can eat. And when you eat this chocolate 10 minutes ke baad, we will give you lots more. But if you eat it within the 10 minutes, you will only get that. Nothing else. So the child understands it fully. They make sure that the child understands. And there are cameras within, they go up. And the child, looking at the clock, looking at the chocolate. Many children immediately, as soon as the fellow goes out, they open the wrap and they unwrap the chocolate, they eat it. Very few children after 5 minutes. There are children almost 9 minutes, 59 seconds they eat. It's not easy. They say the person who is able to practice self-control achieves it. He is the one who is able to go to the place. To excel, the most important quality is self-control. So, you should be able to understand scriptures are very clearly telling us. One is you go to Swargaloka and come back. One is you go to Brahmaloka and there, eternal years you learn and then you go. Other is direct. Many people settle for the lowest. Very vaguely the fellow goes for the highest. Other is very few people go to Brahmaloka. This is how it is. So they never return and also the time they do return. Traveling. Why do you want to travel in the time? The travel that he's talking about is traveling in time. Please understand, it's not physical realm, it's a mental realm that he's talking about. I already explained to you the connection between mind and time. In deep sleep there is no time. There's no mind also, there's no time also. As far as you are concerned when you are in deep sleep, the concept of time is not there. You wake up, oh my God, I slept for 4 hours, slept for 8 hours, would you wake me up? The moment the person wakes up, the mind comes, the time comes. And the mind is disturbed. 1 hour looks like a full day. Mind is happy. 1 full day looks like 1 hour. So this traveling in time nobody wants. Here and now, I can exhaust the vasanas and realize the self. So he is saying, Arjuna, you are Bharat tradition. Go for it. You always go for the best. Don't settle for the lowest. Next verse. Agnir Jyotiraha Shuklaha Agnir Jyotiraha Shuklaha Shanmasa Uttarayanam Shanmasa Uttarayanam Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidhojanaha Brahma Brahma Vidhojanaha Agnir Jyotiraha Shuklaha Shanmasa Uttarayanam Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidhojanaha. Fire, light, daytime, the bright fortnight, the 6 months of the northern path of the sun. Sun has northern path and southern path. The northern path of the sun, there departing, the knowers of Brahman go to Brahman through Brahmaloka. Don't forget that. The northern path of sun. What is now we are in which path?
Sun.
Northern path of sun. So a lot of people think if I die now. If I die now, it's northern path of sun now. If I die now, I'll go through Brahmaloka. All conditions will be fulfilled. You understand? Fire, light, daytime, the bright fortnight. What is he talking about? The intensity of light is going on increasing and in other words he's talking about the intensity of awareness increases. As you do tapas, as you do karma yoga and upasana, the intensity of your awareness goes on increasing. You see, knowledge, the intensity of awareness with the Jnana Bhalam. But his Jnana Bhalam is not full. Therefore he goes to Brahmaloka. He has to now bring himself to focus on Nirguna Ishvara Upasana. He is not able to do it till now. Therefore he has to go through Brahmaloka. Right? So he says, there departing, the knowers of Brahman go to Brahman. Knowers of Brahman is talking about the awareness, intensity increases. So, the day time of Brahma. time of Brahma. It goes on nothing but time. So when you depart in the these times, fire, agni, jyoti, light, aha, daytime, the bright fortnight, Shukla. Shukla Gati, Krishna Gati. Now we talk about Shukla Gati. Shukla Gati means the bright fortnight. In a month also, there is Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati. So during the Shukla Gati, during the Shukla Gati, during the northern part, with the intensity of awareness of knowledge, when a person departs, he goes through all, as far as you are concerned, should understand this. First of all, you have to do Karma Yoga, you have to do Upasana, you have to do gain knowledge, Jnana Yoga. Right? But the intensity of Jnana should increase so much that you are able to bring yourself to Nirguna Ishwara Upasana, so that you don't have to worry about this travel. But even otherwise, if you do Karma Yoga and Saguna Ishwara Upasana, you will still safe because you go through Brahma Loka and realization. But if you don't, but get involved in the world, do Punya activity, you come back to the world. So all you need to understand in these verses is, all these things when they say, the Pramanam is the Shastra. And in what basis are they talking about? All these things are spoken about by Mahatmas in meditative state. So you should have Shraddha to accept them as real. And for you to experience that, when you also go deep into that level, then you see that. As of now you don't know. Scriptures are given by the Mahatma. So they say, in the northern part, seekers who follow the practice of Karma Yoga and Upasana, they go to and they, from there, realize this. So in other words, all that matters is, you have to continuously increase the intensity of your awareness. You have to continuously increase the intensity of your awareness. The most sensible question you have to ask yourself is, compared to yesterday, today am I increasing my awareness or not? Or am I indulging in my senses and continuing to remain in darkness? How do you intensify your awareness? By Jnana Yoga only. But Jnana Yoga, you cannot directly go. You need to go through preparation. What are the preparations? Hatha Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. Through Hatha Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga, you prepare yourself and plunge into Jnana Yoga. And through Jnana Yoga, you go on increasing your awareness. So therefore, on a daily basis. So at the time of death, okay, at the time of death, I have a lot of time to increase my awareness. Who knows when is the time of death for me? Time of death, do we know? Therefore, right now, it's not enough if my name is Sadhana, I must do Sadhana. Right now. The only thing that you take with you, Sadhana, or everybody, is this knowledge. Nothing else. This knowledge or this ignorance, whatever level you are, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, you don't take anything else with you. You mind up, what else you take? So therefore you say, we don't understand the urgency. We don't understand the urgency. Bhajagovindam was started because of this, by Adi Shankara. He didn't sit and write. He was walking along with his disciple on the banks of Ganges. When he saw an old man trying to memorize grammar rules. Wasting your time in the grammar rules. We said bhaja govindam, bhaja govindam, govindam bhaja govindam. Samprate sannihite kale, nahi nahi rakshati govindam. At the time of death, appointed time, when the appointed time comes, none of this will come to your rescue. Only thing is going. Jitna intensity increase kar sakte utna kar. But we waste all our time. We waste all our time in what? So, worldly pleasures just increasing our essence by little more. Little more. You know, Krishna, as you are studying Bhagavad Gita, see, please understand this. Vedanta is not saying your assets should not increase. The assets should increase as a result of your simple living and high thoughts. As a result of your service-oriented living. Believe me. Then it is spillover. Otherwise it is hoarding and saving. Oliver Goldsmith says, where wealth accumulates, men decay. Men means human beings. Where wealth accumulates. Accumulates does not mean you don't become rich. You become rich, you will putrefy. No. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, you are only from the time you wake up till the time you end, the whole tendency is to accumulate. Hold. Rather than that, you fix a goal, you work for a higher cost, you dedicate your talent. If you have business vasana, dedicate the business vasana to the welfare of the whole world, like he talked about in the third chapter, Loka Sangraha. As a result of such an activity, the profits do come. And in that also, you have knowledge now with which you will be managing your desires in such a way that there will be always spillover. Which is what? Going to add up to your already existing wealth. Such a spillover increasing your already existing wealth is not accumulation. Excuse me. That is not called accumulation. That is growth. The other thing where you only think about putting, you don't think about serving, you don't know nothing. Cutting corners, unscrupulous deeds all the time, then it's called holy. Such men they. So in other words, all your time is invested because you lack knowledge in the things that will not come with you. When you have the opportunity to invest, so that's why I said, first thing in the morning, invest in yourself, in the knowledge. Then throughout the day, invest in the preparatory state. So jitna preparation of karenge throughout the day, tomorrow you'll be able to gain knowledge more. So morning time, as soon as you wake up, invest yourself in gaining this knowledge. Then Hatha Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, all that. Thus, if your day is managed, then let us say in this Janma you did not exhaust all your vasana, then also you don't have to worry, then you will go through this path. You see? Then you will go through Brahma Loka and realize this. For you have been striving to increase your awareness. That's the point. Otherwise, what is the path that you will follow? Talk about this. Dhumo Ratri Satha Krishna Dhumo Ratri Satha Krishna షణ్మాసాదక్షిణాయనం తత్ర చాంద్రమసం జ్యోతిః యోగీ ప్రాప్య నివర్తతే ధూమో రాత్రిస్తదా కృష్ణః షణ్మాసాదక్షిణాయనం తత్ర చాంద్రమసం జ్యోతిః యోగీ ప్రాప్య నివర్తతే. స్మోక్ నైట్ టైమ్ dark fortnight, the 6 months of the southern part of the sun, there obtaining the lunar light, the yogi returns. Now he's talking about those who are only doing punya activity. Okay. So what happens? They are all in ignorance. What ignorance? They think by courting sukha they can avoid dukkha. Dukkha ke piche dukkha aegi zarur. So they go on doing punya activity out of ignorance. They're investing more and more into ignorance, as a result of which what happens? They are creating more and more punya for themselves. So what happens to them? They follow the
southern path.
Their mind follows the southern path. There, what happens? They go to Indraloka, exhaust the punya and
come back.
So all these, if you see darkness, smoke, night time, dark fortnight, 6 months of the southern path, all these indicating darkness, ignorance. One is indicating knowledge, other is indicating avidya, ignorance. If you are dwelling in ignorance, you will go through the path of going and coming, going and coming, going and coming. I already explained to you, going and coming means what? You go to such height and then fall and see what happens. You fall from here, nothing happens. You increase yourself, go on to such a height and experiencing such height, and suddenly you are falling. Only you know what a fall it is. Why you want to go to that level and fall? You should understand, this is what he's talking about. So here the fellows are getting involved in sadhana, punya activities, this is what they are doing. Karma yoga, but they get involved in karma yoga. Getting involved in upasana. Do that also as a means to an end. Don't get involved. If you get involved, you will do good activities. I must conduct more and more Bhagavad Gita ka. Good activity, but desire propelled, so punya. Hear me. As a result of which, what will happen? Go up to Indra Loka. And who is the most insecure fellow? Buddha. Highly insecure. Buddha there. So you will become insecure. Going and coming. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi. It goes on. Path of return. Shukla Krishne Gati Hete Shukla Krishne Gati Hete Jagata Shashvate Mate Jagata Shashvate Mate Ekaya Yatyana Vrittim Ekaya Yatyana Vrittim Anyaya Vartate Punaha Anyaya Vartate Punaha Shukla Krishne Gati Hete Jagata Shashvate Mate Ekaya Yatyana Vrittim Anyaya Vartate Punaha. These bright and dark paths of the world are verily deemed eternal. Means it continues, goes on. Eternal, not really eternal. Eternal means it's a long time. Dragging, dragging, going on. Nine months in the womb. Then you come out. Then there is so much of struggle. By the time you start turning, and then crawling, and then standing up, and then walking, then running, then running after things. Right? One accumulating. And then slowly again the body starts bending. You need to clasp the stick. The same story. You'll repeat again. So he says, these are deemed eternity. Goes on and on. You don't realize, you know, when I was young, we studied in school how long Rip Van Winkle slept. You remember that? Rip Van Winkle slept for 20 years. He slept off. He was in coma stage.
What is 20? Huh? That and then his grandchildren and
everything. Pardon?
It's for more than 20.
Maybe more than 20. Right. 20 years of this much. 20 years if you sleep, you wake up, everything will change. So you must understand. See, a sensible fellow will value time, not money. Isn't it? He understands the word of time. So he's saying, eternal, go on, I don't want to suffer for long. You understand that? She says, these bright and dark parts of the world are really deep eternal. By the one, goes not to return, by the other, he returns again. In other words, even Brahmaloka, if you say, okay, through that I go, it's a long delay. Your son went abroad for higher studies and then he decided he will do post graduation also. Then he will do PhD also. Then some project like that, so many years let us say. He never came back. Many years. After so many years he comes back. If you had, you were put in such a situation, you cannot wait. You want to meet him immediately. Otherwise you say, okay, he's coming. Now I want to go to travel and then I'll meet him. You will not say. That love, the devotion that you have, will not want to waste time even 1 second right now. That shows how much importance you have for it. Hello, I was sitting in a train compartment. Train was about to leave. He was feeling very thirsty. And one fellow was selling water. One glass water, come 10 rupees out there. One glass water, 10 rupees? He was arguing. He said, you're not really interested in buying water from me. You're not thirsty. If you were thirsty, you said 10 rupees. You will first buy it and drink it, doesn't matter how much money it is. But he's saying this eternal. Already you have spent janmas. And having come into this world as a human being, you have the potential to realize the self and liberate right now. Why you want to drag it even more? Only means you are not really thirsty for God. If you are thirsty right now, you are not thirsty, you are ready to go speak. So one fellow comes back, one fellow does not come back. Naite Shruti Partha Jhanan, Naite Shruti Partha Jhanan, Yogi Mukhyati Kashchana, Yogi Mukhyati Kashchana, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu, Yoga Yukto Bhavarjuna, Yoga Yukto Bhavarjuna, Naite Shruti Partha Jhanan, Yogi Mukhyati Kashchana, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu, Yoga Yukto Bhavarjuna. knowing these two paths, understanding these two paths, so Partha, no yogi is deluded. Real yogi, real bhakta is not deluded. He says, no, I don't want to delay. I will choose direct liberation. Therefore, Arjuna, be steadfast in yoga at all times. Be steadfast in yoga at all times means what? Get up in the morning, study jnana yoga, then hatha yoga, then karma yoga, bhakti yoga. Let your life become yogic lifestyle. Don't say,
after 2 months I'll start. Because next 2 months busy, so you'll do something else.
After the summer holiday.
So,
2 months.
Then only your name will be Mukta. You won't be a Mukta. Knowing these two paths, Upartha, no yogi is deluded. See, the problem with delusion is, to the extent you are deluded, you do not know that you are deluded.
That's the biggest challenge in delusion. To the extent you are mad, you do not know you are mad. Simple temporary delusion also. Like when people take alcohol, temporarily deluded by alcohol. And for that moment they don't know. What they are talking, what they are doing. This is my house, you say, lying next to the gutter. This is my house, you say. But he doesn't know who's the reason. Next day morning, why did that? I can't believe it. You did. That is delusion. And yogi is always alert, he is never deluded. Knowing these two paths, he is fully aware of the time that has gone by. He doesn't want to waste even a single moment. So what does he do? He invests his time properly in yoga. What yoga? Hatha yoga, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga. So he says, Arjuna, be steadfast in yoga all the time. Tasma sarveshu kalesh. You have to become a yogi. Yoga yukta bhava Arjuna. Arjuna, become a yogi. Yoga yukta bhava. Yukta means centered, steadfast. One who is centered in yoga. Anything I do, you know, will it help me to reach the self? Then I do. That's called yogi. If not, it's of no use. What is the point? Huh? See, anything that you, even in mundane level, if you fix a goal, you choose a house which is also conveniently located to go to your office. You know, like that, everything with reference to that goal. Will this help me to get there? Otherwise, no clarity. Your office is in Agra, your house is in Sonepat. It's not, you know, you're not having clarity. Use this, which whatever helps me to get to the self, I use. For that sake. Otherwise, I don't want. However worthy it may be, it is unworthy as far as I am concerned. Because it's going to help me, it's not going to help me in my goal at all. Anybody and everybody comes and gives you something, you'll give it.
check whether Vrindhi or Gaur, is it going to appear? Then yes, otherwise why do you want to create one more samsara? No. You write something and you should be comfortable. For you, sudden place, like in the sixth chapter we saw, you select the seat of your meditation. For your meditation, you select your seat. You know, in this class, and you gave me this chair, I'm comfortable. So I present take the class. In some place, first thing when I go to my class, check this one. What seat they give? In Dubai, when I was lecturing, they used to, one particular seat was there in which I used to sit, on which I used to sit. It was fine. Suddenly one day, I just come 1 minute before the class. So when I came on that day, different chair was there. Little more cushion and all that. When I went only, I knew something wrong. There's such a big cushion and all that. And it's about time to start the class, I went and sat down. Om Dhana, so now that, and slowly the seat is going on the floor. You know, it's like core all the time adjusting myself and then conducting the class. And I am the Swami, so I can't show that I am disturbed also. So, sitting and, and after the class was over, I called the person and said, please put that same chair for me. Sometimes you think you're getting the expensive chair, it doesn't suit me. You know, when every year when Swamiji travels for Yajna, we are taken to different centers. There's certain exposure, you know. And Mumbai being very close to our ashram, we go there every year. And for Guru Purnima lectures also we go. And those days when I was studying between 92 and 95, the ashram's strength was only 17, including me. Only 17. Out of that, 11 boys, 6 girls. Okay. So all 11 of us were put in, you know, this Malhotra guest house. Someone was placed there, their guest house. In the rooms, they have a bed, the most expensive bed. You lie on the bed and you get up in the morning, you're almost on the floor. It goes down. Everybody gets up with such a backpack. Expensive. Next day, all of us are lying on the floor. Nobody wants that bed. What is the use for you? You understand? Like that, everything. Hanumanji was presented with a mala. He put it to his ears. He didn't say Ram, he threw it. We are not like that. We have no goal, so we accumulate. If you have a clear goal, yogi has a clear goal, enough is enough. No more chakkar, going and coming business. Therefore, my goal is to get there. Will this help me? Even in a mundane level, when you do business and all that, you got to ask yourself, you know, what is the point? Like, for example, this, even when I went to select this, you know, somebody took me to select this, all sorts of expensive glass they were showing. No doubt, the other person is going to pay maybe, but it's a very flimsy thing. It's very, design is nice. You know what I'm saying? But it's, put a big thing. No, I don't want this. I'm not comfortable. It's like, you know, very flimsy design. I don't know what design it is. Maybe it will suit somebody else. I don't want. For me, it doesn't suit. For the purpose. It doesn't matter. If this is cheaper, it suits, this is what is that we want. Because at the end of the day, why are we buying that? It is for that purpose, not for the world. You know, like that. You got to understand that. Anything that you choose, even some of the watches I see, it's, I don't know, it's maybe for fashion they wear, I don't know. Because you hardly can see the time in it. Dial and triangle fashion and all that. You can hardly see. Maybe then, I don't know. You know, then you set a goal. And applying everything to the soul, you become a yogi. That's what yogi means. Yogi with reference to spiritual goal. But even in a mundane level, if you want to excel, you should achieve that. Everything aligned towards your goal. Then you will be able to say. That's what it is. Tasma Sarveshu Kaleshu Yoga Yukta Bhava. Yoga Yukta Bhava. Centered in yoga. I've gotten this wedding, that wedding, so you know how many weddings you want. And because of that, what happens late at night, as a result of it, you don't get up, then you don't suffer. So you choose. You decide what is your goal. Firstly, do you have a goal? If you have a goal, then the whole thing will align. So you must underline this line and try to reflect on what Krishna is trying to say. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu yoga yuktha bhava. Don't get involved. Sadhana is not end in itself. Sadhana is for a means. So what sadhana? What is my purpose? Whatever my job is, my business is, so that. Even your body, you don't have to become Jain Fonda for the goal that you are. Jain Fonda's goal is different. She is running a different kind of studios. For that she needs to maintain that body. You don't have to. But for your business, whatever little fitness you require, you keep. Are you with me? You align everything with reference to your goal. The pen you use, the watch you wear, the food you take in, the people you interact with, the books you read, you know, the car you drive, everything should be aligned with reference to your chosen goal. Then you are a yogi. With reference to spiritual goal. Otherwise you will be going here and there, getting involved. Then you will have to go into the rigmarole of chakkar, up and down, up and down. Continue. Automatically, the moment you fix a goal and align yourself with the goal, automatically accumulation stops. This will give you all sorts of things. Whatever you can use, you use. Other things you distribute. Because it's not going to help you. On the purpose. Vedeshu yajneshu tapasu chaiva. Vedeshu yajneshu tapasu chaiva. Daneshu yat punya palam pratishtam. Daneshu yat punya palam pratishtam. Atyeti tat sarvamidham viditva. Atyeti tat sarvamidham viditva. Yogi param sthanam upaiti chadhyam. Yogi param sthanam upaiti chadhyam. Vedeshu yajneshu tapasu chaiva. Daneshu yat punya palam pratishtam. Atyeti tat sarvamidham viditva. Yogi param whatever meritorious fruit is assigned to Veda sacrifices austerity, yajna and tapas, and also dhana, gifts. The yogi rises above all these. Rises above all these means what? Doesn't get involved. Even when you are studying Vedas, don't get involved in Vedas. Vedas is also a means to an end.
Yajna, when you do yajna, you get involved in yajna. There are people who are constantly only doing yajna after yajna after yajna. They are involved, completely involved. Then, tapas. Tapas also don't get involved in tapas. Why am I doing tapas? Discipline. See, please understand this. A sense of value is a value only when it is underlined by sense of proportion. Can you repeat that?
Sense of value is only value if it is underlined by sense of proportion.
What does it mean?
I mean, you value something only if it comes in with some...
I am fasting every Thursday for the last 20 years, let us say. Last 20-25 years I have been fasting on Thursdays. Suddenly on a particular Thursday, I bumped into a classmate of mine. He studied with me 25 years ago, we were very low but we were out of touch. 25 years after I bumped into him and it was lunchtime, so he says, "Arey, I want to give you a treat, let's have lunch together." I've been fasting 25 days, you eat. Means what? You are involved in fasting. Got involved in value, the particular value you have for fasting. Take a sense of proportion. 25 years after I'm meeting somebody, right? Chalo, today I will eat with you. Instead of today, tomorrow I will fast. Got a sense of proportion. But it will not happen every week. Such a thing will happen every
week.
Then you won't have value only. There are people for whom it happens every day, every meal. Then it is, they don't have value only. Tapas, discipline is also for your sake. You don't get involved in discipline and disciplines are dictating terms to you. You know, some of the supermarkets when you go, or the mall you go, child is asking this. So, the parent says no, the child buys one of mine, crying. And the parents don't know what to do, they are shivering and they are buying everything the child wants. And here we don't know who is controlling who. Understand? Simply walk. Of course, keep an eye on the child, but keep walking. Child will get up and come behind you running, crying maybe, but it will come. After a few occasions, you will understand. But you give in, that's it. I will start taking advantage of
you.
So the whole point is, discipline is for you, you are not for discipline. Yajna is for you, you are not for yajna. Vedas are for you are not for Vedas. Dhanam is for you, you are not for that. Meaning, don't get involved.
Stay in that.
Be objective. Why am I getting into this study? It's like, why did I go to a hospital? I was not feeling well. Therefore, I have to go to the hospital. They checked my blood and everything. They said, it's better you get admitted. We'll have to treat you for a few days and then you can go home. You get admitted, and you become very friendly with the doctor, the nurse, and the other patients and everybody. Now you say, you do not want to get out of the hospital only. Have you got involved? I go to a hospital not to stay there permanently. Isn't it? You go to the hospital to stay there permanently? Purpose. Same thing. Veda. Why do I go into Veda? People get involved in Vedas. Oh, when are you going to finish 8th chapter? When will you do 9th chapter? Get involved. So, Yogi writes about them all. His objective. He always remembers, these are for my objective.
Having, you make a choice
in the awareness
every time.
Firstly, choose the right things. And then also be objective. Don't get involved.
lot of people, you know, they go on. 1 hour, 15 minutes is a lot of time for a reflexive exercise. You know, they go on exercising, reading more books. They come to a stage where they cannot read anymore. You lose your capacity. You're over it. 1 hour, 15 minutes. Once in a while, get a little bit for extra work. You know, then you are in control. Same thing with yoga. You are not here to become a yoga professional. Mentor for what purpose? You did for becoming yoga professional is different than. So rise above them all. The yogi rises above all these by having known this. And goes to the Supreme, Primeval, and goes. He's not interested in anything else. He must be able to pass through all of them, but not get involved in them. You use a pole in pole vaulting, come running, take the pole to the ground, lift yourself to a certain height, and drop the pole and drop the bar. Without the pole, you could have not crossed the bar. With the pole, you cannot cross the bar. So all these are like the poles. Veda, Yajna, Tapa, Dhana. Use them as a pole. Don't get involved there. Permanently staying put there. Lot of people get involved. So therefore, be a yogi all the time. The objective to a pursuit of. Thus when you continue doing your sadhana, your vasana gets exhausted, then you reach the Supreme Bodh. Om Tatsat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Akshara Brahma Yogo Nama Ashtamo Dhyayah Om Tatsat. Om, that is real, that truth is our goal. Thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita is a summary of the Upanishads. The signs of the eternal discussed by the Arjuna and Krishna. The scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, the Guru and Shishya, in the 8th chapter entitled The Yoga of Imperishable Brahman. We have our humility to believe that we have just started the chapter. We have not concluded the chapter. In other words, like Swami Chinmayanandaji says, we have gone through the Gita. The Gita has not gone through us. So we believe that we have just started. So to follow the tradition, we will all together chant verse number 1 of this chapter 8. Which means what? We must go back and study.
अर्जुन उवाच किं तद् ब्रह्म किमध्यात्मं किं तद् ब्रह्म किमध्यात्मं किं कर्म पुरुषोत्तमा किं कर्म पुरुषोत्तमा अधिभूतं च किं प्रोक्तं अधिभूतं च किं प्रोक्तं अधिदैवं किमुच्यते अधिदैवं किमुच्यते.
Next week we will do the summary of chapter 8.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Kaya Navacha, Kaya Navacha. మనసేంద్రియేవా బుద్ధ్యాత్మనావా బుద్ధ్యాత్మనావా ప్రకృతే స్వభావా ప్రకృతే స్వభావా కరోమి అద్యత్ సకలం పరస్మై నారాయణాయేతి సమర్పయామి నారాయణాయేతి సమర్పయామి.
I think those 3-4 lines of this writing, it is